Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
There are just 5 days to go before Election Day in the preliminary election in the race for mayor of Boston. In addition to campaigning, the five major candidates will meet tonight in a debate co-sponsored by WBUR. It's the second debate in as many nights. We'll have more on last night's debate in just a moment. First, WBUR's senior political reporter Anthony Brooks has the latest from the campaign trail and the contest for endorsements.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the North End.
As she campaigned in the North End yesterday, City Councilor Michelle Wu said that she's focused on plans to recover from a pandemic, a climate crisis, and an affordable housing shortage.
And if there was ever a moment where we needed urgent action and leadership to show what is possible when we all come together, it is right now.
Wu is the apparent front-runner in this race and is hoping to build on her advantage with a number of high-profile endorsements. She has the backing of Senator Elizabeth Warren and Suffolk County Sheriff Steve Tompkins, among others. Yesterday, State Representative Aaron Michaelwitz, chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, threw his weight behind her.
So whether it's fighting for accessible and affordable housing, putting forward a comprehensive plan for climate resiliency, or a long overdue development reform, Michelle Wu is the candidate that Boston needs.
It's not clear to what extent endorsements help, but in a traditionally low turnout election, an 11th-hour recommendation can't hurt. That's why City Councilor Andrea Campbell, campaigning in East Boston yesterday, said she was pleased to win the endorsement of the Boston Globe's editorial board.
They really stress the issues I've grappled with: education, affordability, public safety. These are the issues that folks are talking about, and I have a long record of accomplishment, not only on working on them, but taking them on.
Tuesday's preliminary election will reduce the field from 5 candidates to 2. The latest polls suggest Wu is in a good position to grab one of those spots. But there's a tight competition for the other spot between Campbell, fellow city councilor Anissa Asaibi-George, and acting mayor Kim Janey. Janey is hoping that a number of endorsements, including one this week from John Santiago, who abandoned his mayoral bid in July, will give her campaign a boost in the final days before next Tuesday's vote. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.